is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The House Budget Committee has just approved a budget bill backed by President Trump, a bill conservatives blocked from passing on Friday. Those same holdouts under pressure allowed the legislation to move to the House floor. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
The GOP reconciliation bill trims billions from social programs, including Medicaid. The proposal includes work requirements for some Medicaid recipients, and nearly 1.4 million undocumented migrants could be kicked off the program by 2034.
We got the stunning news earlier today that former President Biden has been diagnosed with what his office calls a, quote, aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Cancer specialist Dr. David Agus says this is a very serious diagnosis.
We classically grade prostate cancer by Gleason score, where 10 is the highest, 6 is the lowest, and a Gleason 9, which is what the president has, is a very aggressive form of the cancer, which is manifest by the fact that his has already spread to his bones, so it's bone metastatic or stage 4 Gleason 9 prostate cancer.
Mr. Biden and his family are said to be, quote, reviewing treatment options. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened and why the masts of a Mexican Navy tall ship hit the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge last night.
The three masts of the Mexican sailing ship were approximately 160 feet tall. There were crew members on the masts when it crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. No one fell into the water, but two of the crew members died. Shortly after the crash, NYPD Chief Wilson Arambole said the ship lost power.
The pilot that is assigned to navigate the boat out of the water, I believe he lost, and there were some mechanical issues.
People on the ship and on the land described chaos on the boat as the tragedy unfolded. Carol DiOria for CBS News, New York.
In addition to the deaths, more than a dozen others were injured. The FBI says a 25-year-old resident of 29 Palms, California, carried out the car bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs yesterday. Police believe the man died in the explosion. Police Chief Andrew Mills.
I am absolutely confident that this city is safe. There is no continuing threat to our community as a result of this incident.
The four people who were injured have now been released from the hospital. In a statement tonight, clinic officials said, quote, helping families is our calling. Nothing will derail this project. We forgive the perpetrator. And Scottie Scheffler has won the PGA Championship. He won it by 5 shots today to claim his third major title. The event broadcast on CBS. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey there, I'm Phil Briggs, Navy veteran and host of CBS Eye on Veterans weekly radio show and podcast. And I often think of my old boss in the Navy, Commander Reed, especially when I'm trying to motivate my kids. Now I know how he must have felt trying to motivate me. This Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate those who go above and beyond for us every day. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
The young performer who won the huge Eurovision Song Contest is now back home.
Austrian fans enthusiastically welcomed classically trained singer JJ back home at Vienna's airport. As he walked through the gate, hundreds of fans cheered. Some played JJ's song, and others surrounded the new star, hugging him and asking for autographs. The 24-year-old won Eurovision with his song, Wasted Love. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Eurovision is the largest live music festival in the world. Final Destination Bloodlines topped the domestic box office charts this weekend. According to studio estimates, the film sold $51 million in tickets in the U.S. and Canada. It's the latest hit from Warner Brothers, which also had the third and fourth biggest movies of the weekend in Sinners and a Minecraft movie. Disney's Thunderbolts placed second. Next weekend, the premieres of a Mission Impossible 8 and Lilo and Stitch. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll see a low near 41. Partly sunny, 51 for Monday. Showers are likely Monday night. It'll be windy as well. East winds up to 35 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs only in the low 50s on Tuesday, and rain is likely. Right now, it's 44.
Oh, Lives, Groves, local news, and timeless hits. WRJN.
please, please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be
love and hang up out at your assembly man. And you
to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Hey, now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, baby, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Bye.
Number one is the loneliest. Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of a queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the that I'd die. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington in an exceedingly rare Sunday night session. The House Budget Committee has approved a spending bill backed by President Trump.
Instead of voting no, conservative holdouts voted present Sunday night to narrowly approve President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The hardliners rejected the package Friday, pressing for deeper cuts and reforms to Medicaid. Speaker Mike Johnson met with the lawmakers and said discussions continue over minor modifications to the package, which funds the president's border, energy and tax priorities. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Speaker Johnson says the full House may vote on the bill late this week and then send it on to the Senate. Former President Biden has got some bad news from his doctors. He has prostate cancer.
The former president's office says he was